And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 17th of March, 2017. St. Patrick's Day, feast day, celebrating patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick. Born in Wales, he was 16 when a group of Irish pirates came to the village and took some of the young men, including him, back to Ireland as slaves. He worked for 6 years as a herdsman, then escaped, went back to Wales. But he heard a voice telling him to go back to Ireland and convert the Irish to Christianity, which is what he did after spending 12 years in France. He went to Ireland, founded monasteries, schools, and churches. And so New York City and other cities put on St. Patrick's Day parades. New York's is the largest, 150,000 marchers going up Fifth Avenue, led by the 69th Infantry Regiment. New York has been parading on St. Patrick's Day since 1762, Boston since 1737, and Dublin since 1995. It's the birthday of the playwright Paul Green, born near Lillington, North Carolina, 1894, wrote a successful Broadway play in Abraham's Bosom, and did a stint in Hollywood, wrote many screenplays, and wrote a line that Betty Davis considered her favorite line, "I'd like to kiss you, but I just washed my hair." It was on this day, 1917, the National Gallery of Art opened, Washington, D.C., the project of Andrew Mellon, the industrialist and Secretary of the Treasury. In 1930, Mellon had the chance to buy art from the Hermitage in St. Petersburg, Russia. Stalin had ordered the museum to raise money for the government, sell off valuable pieces, and Mellon was there. He bought 121 paintings, including work by Raphael, Rembrandt, Botticelli, and Jan van Eyck. In 1936, he wrote to President Roosevelt offering to donate his collection as well as $15 million to build a museum, a neoclassical museum in Washington. The architect John Russell Pope. Construction began June 1937, and neither Andrew Mellon nor Mr. Pope lived long enough to see it completed. They died in late August 37, within 24 hours of each other. The National Gallery, admission always free to the public. More than 4.5 million people visit it every year. And it's the birthday of the novelist Penelope Lively, born in Cairo, 1933, author of The Road to Litchfield, Treasures of Time, and According to Mark. Grew up in a suburb of Cairo, studied history at Oxford. Her novel Moon Tiger won the Booker Prize in 1987. A book in which she wrote, "We open our mouths and outflow words whose ancestries we do not even know. We are walking lexicons in a single sentence of idle chatter. We preserve Latin, Anglo-Saxon, Norse. We carry a museum inside our heads. Each day we commemorate peoples of whom we have never heard." Here's a poem for today by Gary Soto, entitled Field Poem. When the foreman whistled, my brother and I shouldered our hose, leaving the field. We returned to the bus, speaking in broken English and broken Spanish. The restaurant food, the tickets to a dance, we wouldn't buy with our pay. From the smashed bus window, I saw the leaves of cotton plants, like small hands, waving goodbye. A poem by Gary Soto, Field Poem, from his selected poems published by Chronicle Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.